Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Good morning. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. We have playoff baseball in the Motor City. 802, Dan Campbell. 902, Tarek Skubal. 702, we play a game, John. The last time the Tigers had a home playoff game, how many members of that lineup can you name? And Tom can be a lifeline. Anybody else on the show can contribute. I wonder if you can get all nine plus the pitcher that day.
So it has to be on that very last day?
The last home game in the playoffs.
All right. So I think we could let's just take some of the top ones. And I just wrote down some that I think are obvious. Now, I may be off in year or two.
That's a hard one here. This team was a little different.
Cabrera.
Yes, John. Miguel Cabrera. He hit third.
Woohoo! All right. JD Martinez.
JD Martinez hit fifth that day and played left field.
Okay. Nick Castellanos.
Third base. He bats seventh. Three for three.
Nice.
It's a good pickup.
I believe we talked about this guy because he is back. Was Alex Avila in the lineup?
Behind the dish and batting sixth.
Nice, John. You are doing well.
Did I already pick the DH?
No.
Okay, DH, Victor Martinez.
Yep.
Yep.
You got the heart of the order. You've gone 3-7.
Was that right? Bad Victor, 600 OPS Victor? Remember those days?
Oh, no.
This is where it gets to...
I can give you positions you're missing.
Okay.
Second base, right field, shortstop, center field, and starting pitcher.
Okay. Second base.
Come on. This is where I can help. If you give you another second here.
Kinsler.
Yes! Remember, they got rid of Prince Fielder.
Yep.
Everyday Ian played second and led off.
All right. Give me the next position.
Batting second, the right fielder. You can pass and move on. Batting eighth, the shortstop. Batting ninth, the center fielder.
Austin Jackson.
Yes.
No.
No. Was he in the outfield?
No.
Torii Hunter.
Torii Hunter playing right field and batting second.
Okay.
Okay, you still need 8 and 9. Who are the grittiest 8 and 9? Shortstop, center field.
Now, I know this, but I don't know if he started the game.
No, this is who started the game.
Okay. Isn't it Hernan Perez who made the last out?
He had the last out. He would pinch hit for the 8th spot.
All right.
Romine.
Who is Andrew Romine. Yes.
Andrew Romine. So who am I missing?
The 9 hitter, a fan favorite, could play every position.
Dinge was gone, wasn't he?
Yes. DKB.
DKB.
Oh.
Don Kelly, baby.
Yes! Listen to Heather.
Were you?
I was working
that game.
Yes.
Okay, so who was pitching?
Oh, that's a piece of cake.
I don't know.
This is a layup.
Verlander? Scherzer?
Yeah, I was going to say Verlander
or
Scherzer.
Okay, so I vividly remember this day. They were down 2-0, and basically the sun was setting in real life, and it was setting on this era of Tiger baseball, and the guy they went to go get that I thought would put him over the top the year before was David Price.
Yeah.
He pitched 8 innings, gave up 2 runs, 112 pitches, workhorse, only gave up the 2 runs. They lost 2-1 to Baltimore, and the sun set on playoff baseball. You did pretty good.
You did great.
That was outstanding.
Who was the one that I missed? So who was in center field again?
Don Kelly was in center field.
Yeah, I was not going to get that one. Yeah.
They did use some pinch hitters. Brian Holiday appeared in this game. Rajai Davis appeared in this game.
Yep.
Hernan Perez.
Would have never got that one.
And how about this one? Ezekiel Correa appeared in this game.
Who's that?
Forgot he was even on the team.
Yeah. They even got the wrong Correa.
I mean, it's 10 years ago, but I was done playing football at that time and onto my sports fandom.
Heather, you were at this game.
I was at the game. I worked these games. I got to work a couple of the games. How many? There was 3, right? I think I worked 2 and went to 1 as a fan.
DKB was a really good pull.
The names you said were like, that's when I just started working. So they're like, those are my guys. Yeah. I wouldn't have got all of them. I could have named like the roster, I think, but not exactly who played. But those games, you guys were so electric. You know what? How it feels for me, it feels like I do this a lot. I think things are going to go just like they're going to go in a movie, right? Yeah. Like they're going to be amazing. And then normally I'm let down because things don't go that way. Those games were just like out of a movie.
Really?
Like when I was in the stands and you got those rally towels and everyone is like swinging. It was just like unreal.
Earlier that season, I was an intern at the station. And Rajai Davis had the walk-off home run at Comerica Park. I was at that game. Like that feels like forever ago.
I was at that game too.
It was forever ago. Yes, Greg, I was big at the time. You keep gesturing. Yes,
oh,
I was.
Here it goes.
You know what? I've never seen
Pat Giamcosta.
Yep.
Yeah. I've never seen FJC.
You know,
you've never shown me a picture.
You've never seen a picture
of FJC. No.
Yeah.
So when
you gotta show me.
I'll pull up a photo here in a second. When they announced that I was going to take over in mornings, the Free Press used a photo of FJC. Bad form, Free Press.
Oh, no.
Bad form.
Wow.
I'll dig one up for you here in a second.
Now they see one of our beautiful show photos.
Exactly.
Me and my children.
Yes. Gather around, kids.
We didn't take new pictures, and I haven't seen them. I don't know where they are. We had one where, were you trying to separate the two of us fighting?
Yes, you guys were trying to fight, and I was in the middle like,
yes.
Calm down, boys.
I know. There's a few options that I'd like to see.
Yeah, what happened to those photos? Anyway.
He was just husky.
Husky. Yes. Yes. He was
He
was in the Clydesdale category.
At the heaviest, 270 for me is, that's fat.
It doesn't even look like you.
My face is all
270.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Listen, I'm not 6'6".
No. Yeah. Well, I know. 270 on your frame would be something to speak about. Yeah.
Now, does frail John Jansen weigh that much anymore?
No, I'm not 270.
Like six. I told you a few weeks ago. I saw a Michigan review or whatever it's called right now inside
Michigan football.
Yeah, and you were looking a little six skinny.
Six skinny, huh? Do I look six skinny?
I don't think you look.
You look skinny on TV. You are skinny though. Yes. You weren't. I'm over.
The TV adds 10 pounds. Or
Jim, you were portly, right?
Portly. Yes. It's like signing up for like a 5K that you're going to do, like the girls on the run, you know, you sign up for the thoroughbred category.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, what is that?
You have that, John.
Yes. Oh, trust me. I have signed up for many an event and they have
thoroughbred category.
Yeah, sometimes they have the thoroughbred. Yeah, because they don't want it. Like, because you know, like you want to be classified with, sure, with those that are built the same as you, so you can compete with them. They have the age categories, they have the weight categories, but they can't say fat.
Okay.
They got to say Clydesdale. Thoroughbred.
Clydesdale.
Yes. I'm in the Clydesdale category.
Are you looking for a picture?
I am looking for a picture.
Yeah, go way back.
I know. It's scrolling all the way back. I was trying not to draw attention to
kudos to you for losing the weight. By
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And keeping it off. Yeah.
It is a very hard thing to do.
Yes. It, losing it first, keeping it off, especially since we sit on our butts for 4 hours.
I don't see you eat much, though, at all.
Oh, I eat too much. I actually would like to lose a little bit right now, to be honest with you.
This is a skinny guy.
Yeah. Just 5-10 pounds, lean up a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. That's normal.
You're going to hit that media buffet down at Comerica Park today?
Oh, there you go.
I don't think either of us are going anywhere without our shirts on.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, that's right.
Dim the lights a little bit,
please. As I get older,
please.
Gravity wins.
Yeah. Oh, you get the moobs?
Oh, of course. Of course. Man boobs.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
The Mickelsons.
Oh, yeah, those you could even see through his shirt.
Not great. Not great. Here we go.
Here's the conversation or your picture?
Here we go. This is the picture the Free Press used.
Oh, wow.
Let me see this one. Oh, yeah. it doesn't even look like you.
Hey, congrats to our own Jim Costa.
And you don't have a beard there either, right?
Nope.
So
that
you look
matter.
Very, very...
That wouldn't round.
No,
it
would help a little. Very different, though. Like, it doesn't look like you.
I'm wearing a tiger shirt.
What? You just look uncomfortable. You look uncomfortable.
I remember in your internship, I always just thought you still look like you were really young.
Yeah, well, I was. I was in college.
But no, you look like younger than, like, you look like you're in high school. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Like, I pulled some 11th grader out of here for an internship.
Yeah, you go in to get a shot, and all the air comes out.
He was a go-getter, like a balloon, though. Yeah. No surprise he's landed on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
I did not bring this up to get congratulated for losing weight, but thank you. There's a trip back in memory lane.
How'd that even happen? We went from the 2014 Tigers to... Oh, well, you were fat back then.
Yeah. I was fat at the time. Yeah, Fat Jim Costa, JFC.
FJC.
Or yes. Yes. Yeah. All right. We're going to get to Heather's news. We're going to talk Tiger baseball. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the great state of Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. And with that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all, and that's all-day IPA. Here's what you get. A refreshing and deliciously flavorful beer. It's easy drinking and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. And speaking of great times, it's the fall. We've got great baseball here. We've got football this weekend. All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days, whether it's at a tailgate, at home, or at the stadium. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, we're going to get to Tiger plans, your plans, and the plan starter. Who do you want to see today? First, some ticket texts and then Heather's news. Ticket texter says, OMG, I just tried looking up Fat Jim Costa on Google. Not the best start to my Wednesday.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I think I had a better description at the break. It looked like you got stung by a bee.
Several.
Yeah, and just had a reaction.
Yeah.
This texter says, chunky. Another one says, beefy.
Beefy. No.
No, not beefy.
Not beefy.
What did FJC do to lose the weight? I just can't picture him as a gym rat. It started simple.
Yeah.
Walks and cutting out junk and smaller portions and eating until you're not full, but just not hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it gets addicting, right? You start slimming down. You start seeing success. I'm running. I'm going on the elliptical. I'm lifting weights. It was borderline obsessive.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Yeah, it worked for you. That's great.
Gov Husky reminds me of Kmart. Signed, Dave.
Oh,
how can Tom make fun of how someone looks? He looks like he came from the poster from the movie Ghoulies, Mike in Williamston.
I have a picture that I sent in my first couple of years. We were doing a show down at Music Town, and it was Stoney, myself, and Gov. And it was a selfie that I had taken, and they were kind of in the background, and everyone wanted to know why I brought both of my grandpas with me.
Oh,
Thomas stepped out, so he didn't hear that.
That's not good.
I've told him that one before, yeah.
John needs to add a few pounds. I worry about a wind gust knocking him over.
Yeah, the wind's still not going to get me. I'm not yet in the little people's warning, but yeah, I'm good where I'm at.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Heather, let's get to the news.
Let's do it. I just also Googled and that same photo popped up and I go, whoa. Yeah, it doesn't look like dude. You at all. Just, I know. Whoa.
Heather, same dude.
I had professional headshots done and the Free Press still used a photo from 8 years ago and 90 pounds heavy when they announced this show. What did I do to you, Free Press?
Gosh. All right, you guys. So the time to evacuate Florida is running out. Thousands of cars fleeing just clogged the highways. You probably saw photos of that. Like, people are just sitting yesterday just trying to get out. There was gas shortages. People couldn't get enough gas or worried about not getting enough gas. The Tampa mayor said that up to 15 feet of storm surge is forecast for her city, and it would build enough to basically swallow an entire home. And she said, I mean, her quotes are, she was the one that said, hey, if you don't leave,
you're gonna die.
Yep. And then she also noted that, so with the storm surge, if you're in your house, basically, that's your coffin that you are in.
Wow.
Again, saying you are going to die in your home if you're there. The warnings have been strong. And
well, some people need it to be.
They do.
They don't take it seriously otherwise.
There are people who are choosing to stay. Yeah. You know what made me so sad? You know, obviously, you think about the people. You want all the people to get out safely. And if they don't get out, you want them to remain safe. You kind of forget to think about all of the animals. And I'm not talking pets, but like farm animals.
Yeah,
I watched this TikTok of the horses at a stable. They were writing their phone number on the horses, like, you know, because they weren't able to take them with them. And it's like, it's just devastating because they can't decide for themselves to leave, you know, so it's hopefully all the animals survive as well. A burglar was shot with a crossbow yesterday after breaking into a Monroe County home. This was just after midnight. Two men broke into a house, and later on, one of the suspects was shot by one of the residents who lives there with a crossbow. They were able to flee, and police found them later. The guy that was shot with the crossbow, a 32-year-old from Newport, was taken to the hospital, had to undergo surgery. He does remain in custody while he's receiving his medical care. The other suspect was a 41-year-old Newport man. He was taken to jail. And it sounds like this was not a random attack. These people knew each other. According to the sheriff's office, the alleged home invasion stemmed from a prior altercation. So the investigation is still ongoing. If you're headed down to the ballpark today to watch the Tigers take on the Guardians at Comerica Park, they've got a new lineup of some fall-inspired food and some new drink options that you're definitely going to want to check out. A whole list of them. I'm not going to list all of them, but like some that I saw the photos that looked decent, like the loaded Coney pierogies.
Those looked
really good.
Say more.
Straight up cider and donuts. Like just,
of course.
I mean,
always wins.
Always wins. But they also have a cider and donut sundae. So you can get, it's topped with soft serve ice cream. It just looks amazing.
A little caramel drizzle.
Yeah. Oh, then they've got the Tigers Red Hot. It's a hot dog that's topped with Flaming Hot Cheetos.
I'm not a big Flaming Hot Cheetos.
I'm not either, but
I like spicy food.
They make the Cheetos actually look good to me. Like the photo looked great. And then there's a lot of cool different drinks. You've got the Autumn Smash. The one that looks cool to me is the Tipsy Pumpkin because it's served in like this Tigers branded pumpkin. Lots of cool things to check out. And also when you're down there, you're going to get to hear a Detroit local sing the national anthem.
Who is this?
Pretty cool. So 22-year-old Caleb Carroll, Michigan recording artist, born in Southfield, graduate of Birmingham Groves High School. He was 12 the first time that he performed the anthem at a sporting event that was at OU. OU basketball game.
But he
game
has
when he was
done Lions games.
Yes. He's done a lot of Lions. I mean, he's done Tigers, Pistons, Lions. He's done them all, including the Lions Monday night football game against the Rams last month. He also performed at the draft. So that was a big event. But this is going to be a really, really cool event for him. So you'll be able to hear him sing the national anthem. Something cool, when you drive around, I'm sure you see a lot of the Spirit Halloween stores. They're everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. They opened like a record number of locations this year. Well, they're going to stick around, but not for Halloween. Now they're going to open several Spirit Christmas stores this holiday season. So basically just everything.
So you can dress up as Santa?
Well, they say the locations will be stocked with thousands of stocking stuffers, holiday apparel, fun gifts, unique decor, plus special trimmings to celebrate an unforgettable Christmas. These locations will open on October 18th, and then others will open in November as well.
They should just call him Bronner South.
Yes, exactly.
Who needs Bronners now?
Right.
Right.
I'm a little disappointed that these are going to be so available that it might deter FJC from going up to...
Oh, this is going to be nothing like Bronners, though, to me.
I know.
Nothing. It won't compare to that. I mean, it will just be your fun little Christmas things that you need to get your hands on. Robert Saleh, you guys, he was fired. He is out of a job. The Jets fired him on Tuesday morning after... a disappointing start to the season. They escorted him out of the team facilities. Pretty crazy. We know how they started. Am I supposed to stop my news now? You keep shaking your head.
No, I'm talking to Greg. You're good.
I thought they were like, okay, cut it out, Heather. You're done. Anyway, he's out. Kind of shocking. A very, very surprising fire. I don't think he was expecting it.
No.
No, at 2-3, losing record, okay. But this feels like Aaron Rodgers has his fingerprints all
over. Oh, yeah, no question. And the reports, there's going to be more reports that come out. One of them is that minutes before he was fired, he demoted Nathaniel Hackett.
Rodgers' boy.
Rodgers' buddy, who's calling the plays, to no longer call the plays.
Yeah, how about the quarterback plays better?
Yeah.
How about that one? Yeah. That's Heather with the news.
There we go.
All right. I wanted to get to Steve in Northville to kick off our Tigers conversation. We asked who should start. Steve, you can start for us.
I thought Jack Flaherty should start because they shouldn't have got rid of the guy, leaving us stuck with one good starter. Not a bright move.
Steve, are you punking us?
Pay the man.
Pay the man.
Well, they could pay him this offseason. Are you trolling us,
so,
though?
At the end of July, did you think that they were going to be a playoff team and should buy instead of sell Jack Flaherty?
That's a great question, but I thought they should have kept him because he deserved to stay, and I can't get out of my mind the fact that I don't know of any other team in the history of Major League Baseball who gave away 4 Cy Young winners for little or nothing in return. Listen, who does that?
This Al Avila does, and Al Avila is not here anymore.
Right.
But if we want to break this call down, I'm a little confused why we got it to begin with. It was clear they had to sell at the deadline. Try as they might, they never really built up any momentum with Jack Flaherty on the staff. They traded him away and pitched phenomenally as a team from August through September. They didn't miss Jack Flaherty's pitching to get here.
And what did they get in return?
Trey Sweeney, who played better at shortstop than anybody they had the previous 100-plus games of the season.
Who was that?
The previous games?
Yeah.
Javi Baez.
Thank you.
You see, by the way, he's hanging out with the team now?
I know.
Not on the playoff roster, but he's around. He'll be there today. Make sure you wave to Javi on your way to the ballpark. All right, we'll talk about that. The playoff atmosphere is back. Who do you want to start? It can't be Jack Flaherty. It's 97.1.
When I needed a new furnace and AC, I called the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment and prices, but I think the biggest difference is their customer service plus the 5-year warranty. So I know I'm covered. I've actually called them in the last couple of weeks for some plumbing. I'm going to give them a call for some electrical. And they do all of it. Heat, AC, plumbing, electrical. They even have generators. Tell them John Jansen sent you for up to $500 off fast installation, like same day service. Who doesn't love that? If you want to find more information, you can find them on the web at mastercraftheating.com.
Game 3 today, 3 o'clock, fired up. Playoff baseball returns to Detroit. John, I was buzzing driving in today. Everybody's feeling good. Just a little hair stands up on the back of your neck, and you start to think about it. Like,
don't get pulled over there, Jim.
Yeah, I was going to say, what'd you have for your morning sip? Buzzing on the way in?
No alcohol involved. Oh, just feeling good.
Natural buzz.
That's right. Because, I had been thinking about this, and 10 years, we've done so much talk about lotteries and drafts and selling at the deadline. But we're capable of showing out, and it's going to be a great atmosphere today. The city's finally awake. A texter yesterday, I'll steal their line. It's our turn now. It's Detroit's time. It's all coming together. We got a great football team. Dan Campbell going to join us at 8:02. Tarek Skubal at 9:02 today. Everything's lining up. Red Wings will come back tomorrow. Everything's good. it's our turn. We've done the losing routine. It's our turn. And we want to hear from you guys, your plans today. Are you making it down to the ballpark today or tomorrow? You got the block party today. Carson Anderson will be out there today. Mm-hmm. What are your plans? And what are the plans for this baseball team? We still don't know who the starter is today.
Is it? I mean, I bristled at it a little bit yesterday when you brought up Jackson Jobe. Do you think AJ Hinch would hand him the ball with the series tied 1-1, the first start in Comerica in a decade, and say, go face the top of this Indians lineup?
I think he could. He put him in a one-run game, and sure, I think he should, John, because he has the stuff to get swing and miss. These guys haven't seen him. I know the argument is to go back to Tyler Holton, and I haven't lost confidence in him, but I think it's a bad matchup. Kwan hits lefties better than righties. Jose Ramirez crushes lefties much better than righties. I don't want to put a lefty out on the mound to face the top of the Cleveland Guardians order. I want a righty. I want a guy with swing and miss. I want a guy who, hey, they gave him a hell of an atmosphere when he made his major league debut. Get him in the ball game, have him face one time through, have him pitch two innings, and get him out of the ball game, and then settle it on and pass the baton to the next guy. I don't think you should have any apprehension of going to Jackson Jobe. He's on the playoff roster. They used him in a one-run game already, and he didn't give up any hard contact. No, I think Job makes a lot of sense today.
So, our candidates, just so I'm not... So everybody knows what they're picking from. If we're going right-hander, yeah, Montero, Brisky.
Yeah.
Madden.
Sure.
Vest.
Yeah.
Hanafy.
Yeah.
Foley.
Right.
Or Job. Because I think Reese Olson is probably the guy that starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would be available today, but I think tomorrow is on more regular rest. He did throw five innings in game one.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think Reese Olson is probably your game four starter.
Or bulk guy, whatever they decide to do. Yeah, I think that's a good group to pick from. Brisky has been an opener before. They've used Brisky as an opener. They used him back-to-back days down the stretch in September as an opener. He's pitched so well that AJ's used him as the leverage guy, right? When they run into trouble late in the game, they go to Brisky. Vest, Brisky, right-handers with power. I mean, they're throwing 98, 99, 100 miles an hour. Job is supposed to be one of those guys, too. So I think, yeah, the combination of the hard-throwing righty to begin this ball game. If they want to save Brisky, it's dangerous. You don't want to be down.
Right.
But if they want to save Brisky or Vest for a leverage situation, then I think Job makes the most sense. You still don't love throwing the rookie in there.
I just...
Where did this John come from? Because you were cool with throwing the rookie in, last round?
Because he was facing 6-7-8.
Yeah.
And he didn't give up any hard contact. That was a big point that we made the day after, is the two runs that were scored were... It was a play that was mishandled by... Well, you could say... It would have been a great play or not. Should have been done between Torque and the catcher. But I look at, I just don't know that I want him hand the ball to him to start game three, series tied 1-1. It's just the scene I already set. I just don't know if I would go there. If AJ Hinch does, that's a boss move. It's a ballsy move, and you better be right. You better be right.
Ticket texters. My wife surprised me with tickets last night when I got home from work. Third year anniversary. We're right behind the visiting dugout. We'll chirp them all game long.
Third year anniversary. Honeymoon's still on. That's awesome.
Hopping on the Windsor to Detroit bus shortly to be part of the greatest day of baseball in a decade for the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
Ticket texters on the pitching decision. Give me Brisky for two innings to open it up. Then when you get back to the top of the order, then you can switch it up. It's all about using your best guys against the Guardians top of the order.
Is it a smarter move if you put Brisky in to start, and then that's when you go to Jackson Jobe, even if he does face the top of the lineup, but it's in inning three?
Right.
I mean, that seems to be more logical to me. But logic has not played into the whole voodoo magic that has happened for the past 2 months.
People reacting to the last phone call we took. Get this bleeping troll off the air.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
7:30 in the morning, this guy's sipping from the red cup talking about Jack Flaherty. Do these callers watch the team play? Love the show. I'll be heading downtown around 9 a.m. First playoff game as an adult. I'm going to take it all in, Keith in Dearborn Heights. I think Brisky will face the first six batters, then bring in Job for five innings. Well, I don't think he's getting five innings. Then Vest, Foley, Holton to finish it off. We need runs early before they do. Let's go, Gritty Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, you could go Brisky for two, Job for two. Then that gets you to, hopefully, up at that point. Because the Tigers have had a lot of base runners early in both of these games.
You're right. Specifically against Boyd, I think it's runners in each of the first four innings, runners in scoring position some of the time. Yeah.
Job doesn't have five innings of major league experience yet, much less five in one, one playoff game.
And they've been very cautious. Like, even we had AJ on, I think it was last week, and he said, Job's going to be a starter for us, but he made sure to say, not in this playoffs. Like, even Scott Harris has said, his role, he's not ready to be a starter, but they think in spurts, they can tap into the swing and miss that he has. And not ask him to go through the lineup two and three times at this point in his development.
Right, but okay, so not a starter, but could he be an opener?
Right, yeah, no, I think that's absolutely a possibility. By the way, he was the, not that this means anything, he was the representative speaking to the media yesterday.
Right, which is typically the starter.
Next starter.
Yeah.
Doesn't guarantee anything. Yeah. But AJ has not announced the starter yet, and we thought we were going to know last night.
Well, he said he was going to let the Guardians know last night, and I don't know what the rule is as to when, or is this another baseball unwritten rule where you let the team know ahead of time who's going to be throwing, and then maybe there's another unwritten rule where they don't release it. They're not the leak that allows the rest of the public to know who's going to be throwing.
I'm taking my 10-year-old son to the game. There's nothing like playoff baseball. I told him that, Frank, in Detroit. Someone help Cookies out. If Job makes it through the lineup one time, that's three innings, not two. No, I just mean like he's not going to go through a second time.
Right.
Ticket Texture says, you can't blindly throw Job in against the top of the order. You have to pick your spots when they get up, when you get an inning with like five through seven due up.
I don't think they have to be up. I do think you pick your matchups. And that's what AJ has done. He's picked his matchups, bringing in Job earlier. It was, you know, in against the Astros, it was to face, what was it, 6, 7, and 8.
So, guy says, no part of Job against Ramirez. One bad pitch, it could cost you the entire game. How do you guys feel about the possibility of Job as the starter? Still not announced. It's 97-1.
Hey, why not dive into the best pool in history? That's Stadium Swim to watch all the great moments in Detroit sports right now. If you can't be at the ballpark, why not do it where it's sunny and you can jump in a pool? Located at Circa Resort and Casino, catch all those games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen, that's Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch all your sporting events here in the fall. Swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and one nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Jam-packed Wednesday show. We have Tarek Skubal at 9:02, Dan Campbell at 8:02, minutes away. Playoff baseball returns to the city of Detroit. And we've been talking about it. Your plans for today and tomorrow. You making your way down. The plans for the Tigers today. Who starts? We still don't have official word. I threw out Jackson Job. Ticket Texter says, I love the idea. And he says, I wasn't thinking of it until you said it, Cookies. But I love it. Throw the young kid in there. See what he can do. The fact the Guardians haven't seen him could be a better percentage going towards the Tigers.
But is it more of a, like he said there, I love the idea of it versus I love seeing it in reality.
Ticket Texters making their points that it takes some pressure off of him because it's not a high leverage situation. What do you make of that, John? He says it's not a terrible idea. The lowest pressure point in the game would be the start, other than a blowout either way.
It is not the lowest pressure point. And I don't know that there's, here's the thing. I don't know that there's going to be a low pressure point in this game. Hopefully, yeah, okay, you'd love to start off with two runs in the first, maybe you add another one or two in the third, and you've got a 5 one lead going into the fifth.
See, I don't think they view him as a guy who they're going to save for a five-run game.
No, no, because I don't think that's why I said, sure, you'd love to have that. That's not going to be reality. There's going to be a high-pressure situation at any point, but I'm not going to sit here and under any circumstances say the low-pressure point is starting the game off the first one at home in a decade. I mean, how old is Jackson Jump? 21? He was 11 years old the last time the Tigers did this. Like, there is going to be pressure on whoever starts this game to make sure that the Tigers get off to a good start, not like game one.
I would love to know what the plan was to start the series and if that plan was changed, because I still think everything pointed to Holton opening today. There was enough time in between games for him to open game one and game three, you know, and I think the plan all along was probably to do that, and that's why we're sitting with undecided, you know, 7 hours before the first pitch. And, you know, they named Holton a day before last week. We knew in advance. So yeah. I think
maybe that, something different here.
Yeah, and I think the tough dilemma is that do you stick with what got you there?
Well, I think what got them here is playing the matchups. I don't want a lefty against the top of this lineup. Well, I know they did it in game one. I don't think it was backed by the numbers. And I hope that they throw a power righty. And it could be Vest. It could be Brisky. They've been leaving them for high leverage late in the game. Job's a power righty. He's on the roster. Pitch him. Let's get to Austin and Dexter. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I think I like what you guys said. That somebody said, I like the idea. I think that goes one of two ways, I think. I think he comes out shining and we see what he's like in a presser situation and he can go throw some good pitches and get some outs, or we're looking at like the first day down in Cleveland where we're like, you know, digging ourselves out of a hole out of 7-0. Yeah, I agree that there is no low pressure point. He's 22 years old. You know, this is going to be the biggest game of his career, and it's going to be thinking about it. So can he deliver? So ultimately, do I think we should do it? I think yes, you could do it, but be prepared to see the pendulum swing heavy one way or the other. I don't know if there's going to be a middle ground. What do you guys think about that?
That's probably fair. I mean, it's a tone setter. If he settles in the first inning, you're a genius. If he doesn't record an out, it's Tyler Holton all over again. You don't want to be trailing with this Cleveland bullpen. I get right. It. It's high risk.
Yeah. I mean, anybody you put out there is going to be high risk because of the lineup that they're facing. It's whether it's Brisky, it's high risk because of who they're facing. If it's Job, it's high risk. Maybe a little bit more high risk because he's not started a game at the major league level. Now this is the third game of the ALDS, and it's still the lineup that he's facing.
Yeah, and the reality is it's not a Scooble start, meaning you're going to use like 5, 6, could be as many as 7 or even 8 pitchers. Any one of them could break the chain. The reality, though, is Fetter and AJ have done a great job taking guys who couldn't get outs at AAA and turning them into stars at the major league level. And the guys they've done it with don't have half the talent that Jackson Jobe does.
Right.
So I'm not saying you're afraid, but I'm certainly not afraid of giving him the ball today in the first inning.
Right. It's you're starting off with Kwan, and then you've got Fry, then you've got Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
Like, it is a gauntlet.
Naylor's not an easy out either.
No. And so it's, you know, you look at it, whoever you put in there to start is going to have the same gauntlet. And if you believe that the smoke that Job is throwing or can throw is going to be better than Brisky for an inning or for 2 innings, then go for it.
David in Commerce, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I've been talking about this all week. Ever since the series started, I said he should start game 3 at home. One, you know, he's been the starting pitcher all year long. Potentially, you could put him out there, and if he is on, has his stuff, and he mows down the first, the second, you can bring him back for the third. You could stretch, he is stretched out as much as he can be now. Obviously, he hadn't pitched a start in probably 2 weeks, but has the ability to. And then, you know, you can also just use him like you're playing on an opener. That's one, maybe 2 innings. Mm-hmm. So I love it. That's who I would have go to, because I think, you know, especially if we move on, we need to be able to have pitchers who can go more than an inning or two in a 7-game series that you're playing back-to-back days. This strategy is going to be harder to implement in that type of situation.
Yeah, so, it's back to back, David, which is a great point by you. The guys you use today, they may be available tomorrow, but not necessarily, depending on how many arms you use. It is the mechanism of bullpen day after bullpen day. It's not back to back to back, though, because if it goes game five, there's an off day Friday for them to reset, and then it's Scooble and you don't need as many arms anyway. So you're really emptying out everything you got these next 2 days.
And no matter who you put out there, like I keep going back to, it's a gauntlet. No matter who you put out there, it's not Scooble. All right. And so you're going to have to live with the matchup.
We've got Dan Campbell coming up next. It's 97.1.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.